I'd like to speak about Inyone Gerus. The main theme of Shavuos is Maamen HaSinai, and the Gemara says that was the Gerus of the Klal Yisrael. On the days of Avram Avinu, we already had more than Shavuos Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but Avram Avinu only had one additional mitzvah. He had Bris Milah. Yitzchok Avinu, the Rambam quotes a Medrash Rambam. Rambam, in the end of Hilchis Malachim, writes about the mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So he says, six of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach were given to Adam HaRishon, and then Ev Malachai wasn't yet given until after the Mabul, because Adam HaRishon was not, he had no hetter to eat flesh. So after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noach permission to eat flesh. Kierkes of Nesat Elachem is called. So then he gave him the din of Eid Menachai. So that's why we call it Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Because after Noach came on the scene, it became seven instead of six. The Rambam says that that's the way the world was functioning until the days of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was given an additional mitzvah, Bris Milah. Yitzchak Avinu was given the ability to be Mafrish Maisris. It says, that when there was a famine in Eretz Canaan, during the lifetime of Yitzchak, he was going to go to Mitzrayim. He followed all the traditions from Avram Avinu. So when there was a famine in Eretz Israel and Eretz Canaan, during the lifetime of Avram Avinu, he went down to Mitzrayim. So Yitzchak was preparing to go down to Mitzrayim, and he went to Chebel Aza. He went to Aza. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Gur Baretz Azos, Al Perit Bitzraima, you are Hukdash is an oilo tmima. So Korban oilo is Nifsal B'yotzeis. If you leave Eretz Yisrael, you become Pasol. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a misunderstanding that Avram did not misunderstand the Tzivay of Hashem. Hashem told him, Haleo Sham Li'oilo, he should be Magdash Yitzchak as a Korban, which he did. Then Avram Avinu thought on his own that once it's Hukdash as a Korban, so you have to be makrevit. So then the Malach came and he said, no, there's a different kind of a korban oilo. You don't have to be a makrev this korban oilo. But he was magdashim, and a korban is nifsal b'yotzei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yitzchak Avinu that that's not considered following in the footsteps of Avram Avinu until going down to Mitzrayim. If Avram Avinu would have been a korban, he would have not gone down to Mitzrayim. He wasn't a korban. But you are hukdash as a korban, you're not allowed to leave. So it says, Vayizri Yitzchak Baratzari, Vayim Tzoshanahim, Me'er Sharim, Vayivarcheo Hashem. And 100 times, it was such a bountiful year when he planted in Chevel Aza. It was such a successful year, despite the fact, Baratzari, it wasn't there at all proper, it was only Chevel Aza. And it was a Shnas Batzores. It was a famine. There was a famine going on in that area. Nonetheless, Vayim Tzoshanahim, Me'er Sharim, he had 100 times more than he expected. Why did he make a calculation? So Rashi in that pasuk quotes from the Medrash. That's the Medrash that the Rambam is relying on, that he made it omid l'maisris. He was trying to calculate in his mind how much trumas amaisris is he going to be mafsha. He wasn't obligated to be mafsha's trumas amaisris, but he volunteered. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that ability to, if it's not tevel, you can't be mafsha's trumas amaisris from him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yitzchak an additional mitzvah, namely the ability to be mafrish maisris. Yaakov Avinu was given the mitzvah Gid Anoshe. The Mishnah sounds like it's a machlokes hatanoim. When was Gid Anoshe given? In the simple reading of the Mishnah, the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, simple reading is that we paskin Gid Anoshe was not given until Maamen HaSinai. So the Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is relying on this Medrash Rabbah that the mitzvah Gid Anoshe was definitely given to Yaakov Avinu, the machlokes hatanoim, and the Mishnah and Chulin. Per Gid Anoshe is, why do we today still have the obligation to observe the din of Gid Anoshe? Is it because it was given to Yaakov Avinu, and that sivui, that mitzvah was given to Yaakov Avinu, and that's binding throughout all the future generations? Or perhaps, despite the fact that it was given to Yaakov Avinu, it was only given as a hirash shah. The only mitzvahs that are binding l'doros are the mitzvahs that are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's how the Rambam says, that's how we paskin. The Rambam says the fact that in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Per Gid Anoshe, the fact that we today still have the obligation to practice Bris Milah is not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara quotes on the first daf of Megillah. The Gemara quotes the concluding pasuk. If Marsha is not sure which pasuk they're quoting, either the concluding pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai or the concluding pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. They're almost identical. There's slight differences because it was at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar that Hatziv explains why there is Shinoyim. But the pasuk indicates, that's what the Gemara in the first half in Megillah quotes, that pasuk. Pasuk indicates that Eila mitzvah zachu kemishpatan shetziv Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai al b'nei Yisrael. Only the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im. And as such, he's the only one who was given dinim that are binding the doors. All the other Nevi'im were given Hayru HaShor. That's by definition, that's what a Nevuah means. Moshe Rabbeinu was sometimes given also Hayru HaShor. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Navi who was given dinim the doors. So the Rambam quotes this Medrash. Originally, there were six mitzvahs given to Adam Rish. He was told that the six mitzvahs, Lech was given after the Mabel, the additional mitzvah, not the Yireb Menachai. Avraham Avinu was given an additional mitzvah, and the definition of Kedushas Yisrael is Kedushana b'mitzvahs aditzivonim. If you mechui the mitzvahs, then you say you have Kedushas Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu had one level of Kedushas, so Yitzchak Avinu had two mitzvahs. In addition to mitzvahs, merely had the mitzvah of Hafrashas Maisus. Yad Gmini had three. So the Rav Soloveitchik assumed that Avraham Avinu had a lower level of Kedushas, so Yitzchak Avinu had a slightly higher level, because that's what it means, Kedushana b'mitzvahs of Tzivon. Yad Gmini had a higher level of Kedushas, so Ben Har Sinai, they were given many more mitzvahs, so they had to undergo Geirus. Even though they were Jewish, because they had Kedushas Yisrael in the days of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but they were given the rest of the Taryag mitzvahs at Har Sinai. So the Gemara says that they had to undergo Geirus to be endowed with the full Kedushana b'mitzvahs of Tzivon, to be mechuyev in all the Taryag mitzvahs. And the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The Gemara increases, the Avtesa Manav learns that from a pasuk, that just like Ma'av Esechim L'Nichnus L'Brit L'Mila Tfilah V'Korban, just like our ancestors on the occasion of Ma'am HaSinai, how to have a Maisa Geirus, you can't just commit yourself to observe the mitzvahs and become Jewish. You have to commit yourself. You have to have Kabbalahs on mitzvahs at HaSinai. They said Nas V'Nishma. If you have a Geir who doesn't accept all of the 630 mitzvahs, So the Geirus is not valid. That's the ABC of Geirus. That's what Geirus is all about. That the person commits himself to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. The Gemara says, if he's mekabel all the mitzvahs chutz midikta gecha midibrei soifrim, he doesn't want to accept one of the mitzvahs, he doesn't like it, then he's not Jewish. You have to be mekabel all mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs. That's what Nasa Benishma is all about. Some professor published a book around 20 years ago. We came up with a chiddush that the requirement for Kabbalahs on mitzvahs was invented in the 1850s by the author of the Shadash HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish. It was the Roman Lemberg. That's ridiculous. In the Gemara it says you need Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. The Gemara has an expression, Geri Aroyas, people who converted because of the pachad from the lions. That's an allusion to the story in Sefer Melochim. There was a nation, the Kusim, who were moved to Eretz Yisrael by the government. The king forced them to move to Eretz Yisrael. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they were being attacked by lions, and that was not normal for that region. There are no lions in Eretz Yisrael. So they understood on their own that they thought that the God of the Jewish people is the God of Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, they better convert, or they're going to be devoured by the lions. So they converted, but they didn't accept any mitzvahs. They were continuing to worship Avodah Zarah. As Alehem Hayu Ovdim, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah, but the lions were satisfied, so the lions stopped bothering them. So the Gemara has the expression Geri Aroyas, which Tosis points out, with two different meanings. Sometimes it means a person who superficially converts, but there's zero Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. The Kusim didn't even accept the Isser Avodah Zarah. That's the ABC of the religion. Everything begins from that, monotheism. They're worshipping Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, that's such a Geir HaRoyis, that's a Goy Gomer. the Kusim, when they initially converted, there was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs at all, so they were Goyim Gemurim. Then the Gemara uses the expression Geri Arayis in another sense. Let's say a person is petrified because of the lions, he's afraid he's going to be devoured, so he wasn't motivated to convert by religious motivation. It's not that he researched all the different religions in the world and he came to the conclusion that the Jewish religion is the only true religion. No, he's afraid to be eaten up by the lions, so he converts, but he honestly, sincerely commits himself to observe all of the mitzvahs that come his way. So there is Kabbalah on mitzvahs, but what motivated him initially to convert was not religious motivation. So that's a machlekes hatanaim in the end of the second parak in Yevamos. If the motivation to convert was not, didn't initially start from religious convictions, it started because mipachad, but that because of the pachad, the person commits himself to observe. He feels the God of the Jewish people is the God in Eretz Yisrael, and he commits himself to observe the mitzvahs. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether that conversion is chal or not, mipaskan that it is chal. So we hold that there are two kinds of ger, there's a ger tzedek and a plain ger. The mitzvah we have again, the mitzvah to go out of your way to show extra special sensitivity to the gerim, only the Rambam seems to hold, only applies to one as a ger tzedek, one who is religiously motivated to convert. If you converted in order to get married to a Jewish girl, in order to get ahead in the Israeli army or in Israeli politics or something, if the motivation to convert was not religious, but Lamaisa, he converted, and he observes all of the mitzvahs, so he is a ger. You can mitzvah him to the minyan, you can marry him, but there's no mitzvah to go out of your way to be mekar of him. The mitzvah haftam is a ger only applies if he's really a ger tzedek, not ger yarroyas, if the motivation to convert was taka l'shem shamayim, then he's called the ger tzedek. So the two kinds of ger, there's a ger and there's a ger tzedek. So the Gemara understands that when Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, that was the Kabbalah on mitzvahs. And the Rabban HaChumash explains, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the Sugi of Gerus, Modim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuras. When the ger is about to be tovel in the mikveh, that completes the Gerus procedure. So the Bezin reviews with him some of the more difficult mitzvahs and some of the easier mitzvahs. Modim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos, Umitzas mitzvahs chamuras. So that's what we do by the ger when he's in the mikveh. We don't review all the 613 mitzvahs. He's going to catch pneumonia. He's in the mikveh. He's not dressed. He's going to catch a cold. So you take 5 minutes and you review some of the highlights. So you speak about Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha, Tzedakah, Support Medinas Yisrael, Chinuch Habonim. He gives some of the more difficult mitzvahs and some of the easier mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, that's what the Aseres HaDibros is all about. It's just a random sampling of a variety of mitzvahs. Rashi and Chumash quotes Rav Sadia Gaon Natzo, that the Aseres HaDibros are basically 10 categories under which all of the 613 mitzvahs can be subsumed. These are basic 10 categories. Like we assume, Basar Mamoras Nivra HaOilom, that all of the laws of nature are sort of subsumed under these 10 basic mamoras. Hior, Irakia, Tachehoids, Desha, Asim, Azmiazer, and so on. They're basically 10 natural principles, and all the other laws of nature fall under these 10 categories. So the same is true, Rashi quotes from Absadigon, the same is true, the Aseres HaDibros are the foundation, basically, of all of the 630 mitzvahs. But the Rambam HaChumash doesn't assume like that. He says that it's just Modim, also Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Kalos, and Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Amores. Lamed Hasina was the Geirus of Klal Yisrael. So first they had Mila in Mitzrayim before they ate Korban Pesach. Mila in Mitzrayim was not only to enable them to eat the Korban Pesach, they were told, Kolor Elo Yechol Bo, if a man doesn't have a bris mila, he may not eat Korban Pesach, but it was the beginning of the Geirus process, because the men have to first have bris mila in order to be able to have the Geirus. And then in Lamed Hasina, everybody had Tefillah. So the Gemara points out in the Chumash it doesn't really say that. In the Chumash it only says the married people had to go to the mikveh because the men were balkeri and the women were poletah shechvazera. So one was a balkeri poletah shechvazera, that comes a day acting in a very cheerful, frivolous fashion, Tashmi Shamita. So that wasn't proper from Amin Hasina. But it doesn't say in Chumash, let's say a person is single, he's not a Balkari, and the girl is not a Paleta Shichvazera. So based on the simple reading of the Chumash, one might mistakenly think that they don't have to go to Mikvah for the Geris. But that's what the Gemara says, no. The Pasuk says that they brought Karbonis, the third Maisa Geris that's necessary, you need Nila Tvila. If it's a man, you need Nila. If it's a man or a woman, you need Tvila, then you need Karbon. So on the occasion of Maimon HaSina, they brought Karbonis. So it says, that in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says that they brought Karbonis on Maimon HaSina. The Doiris, the din is that each and every ger is mechuyev to bring a korban. And anybody who converts today, if it'll be zeicha that tomorrow they'll build a Beis HaMikdash, all of the gerim who convert now will be mechuyev to bring a korban oila, kishei banan Beis HaMikdash. They'll be obligated to bring either oilas behema, which will cost a fortune, or bring oilas to oif. Mishnah says oilas are much less expensive. Whereas if you bring an oilas nedove, if you're volunteering an oilas oif nedove, you can bring prey to achas, one bird, one Torah, one ben yaina. But here we're talking about an oilas oif that you're obligated to bring. The Gemara says you have to bring a korban bishle muso, you have to bring shtei Torah, mishne b'nei yaina. You have to bring two. A kan, a korban oif, is only a mitzvah bishle muso if you have a kan, if you have two. Usually you have two, one is a chatos oif, one is an oilas oif, by your ledes or by zaber ezover. Over here they're both oilas. There's no chatos over here, they're both oilas. But the Gemara says the korban is incomplete if you only bring one. So if you bring an oila binadova, you can bring one. We learn up in the pasuk, lavi pray to achas. You can bring one Torah, one ben yoni. But if you're mechuyev to bring it, like the ger is mechuyev to bring, the Gemara says it has to be a minimum of two. So, the doiris, the din is that each and every ger is obligated to bring his own oila, either oila's behemoth that it costs a fortune, or oila's oif, two oila's oif, a kan of two, that'll be much less expensive. The oira shah on the occasion of Maimon HaSina was that it was one big geris for all of Klal Yisrael, and they brought a few karbonas on behalf of everybody. They brought oila's to shlomen. The doiris, there's no shlomen, the doiris is just oila's. But the Rosh Hashanah was, they bring a few karbonas on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Vayizrak al Ha'om, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zorek the Dam, al Ha'om. How do you translate al Ha'om? So Rashi al Chumash quotes the Targum Onkelos, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zorek on the Mizbeach on behalf of the Om. Al Ha'om means al Dvar Ha'om, on behalf of the people. But the Gemara interprets the Pasuk differently. Vayizrak al Ha'om, he was Zorek the Dam of the karbonis on the people. He needed matan dam on the people's body. I don't know, how could they be zorek on shishim riba people? I don't know, so maybe they were zorek just on some of the people, representing all of them. So then the Gemara says, because by Yisrak al Ha'om, there was hazoya on the gufa adam, gemiri, we have a tradition. Rashi and Tosfos usually learn gemiri means halacha l'moshe nisinyan, whatever, but gemiri means we have a tradition. The leka hazor beloy tefila. Whenever you do hazor on the gufa adam, he has to be toivel in the mikveh before. Let's say a person is tamei, so usually a person is tamei goes to the mikveh. If a person is tamei meis, he can't begin to go to mikveh until he first has hazor shlish ishvi on the paraduma water. So the paraduma water, they do a hazor on the gufa adam. Hazor, you have to wait at least till the yom shlishi. It could be 30 years later. So that's the first hazor that you have. The first person attended a funeral became Tamei Meis. 30 years later, they have a paraduma. So the first hazor that he has was more than 3 days after he came in contact with the Meis. That'll be hazor shlishi. And then shvi means that 4 days later, you have hazor shvi. That's a question. There are two girsas in the Gemara and Kiddushin. The shvi has to be dafka 4 days later, or it could be at least 4 days later. What if it's 30 years later? Let's say you have hazor shlishi, and then he waits 30 years till he has hazor shvi. Is that acceptable? So that's two girsas in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Raivan have two different girsas. Where we have the girsa in our Gemara, it says before hazor shlishi you can have 30 years. But in between shlishi and shvi, you can only have 4 days. If you have more, you have to start all over again. So if you're going to have hazor shlishi and shmini, so the Yom HaShmini is considered hazor shlishi, And then you have to have 4 days later, you have to have Dazar Shli. So the Gemara says, let's say you have a Metzorah. So they do Matan Bahenas on the Guf HaMetzorah. They take from the Dam, from the Asham Metzorah, the Zarek on the Mizbeach. Then they also do Al Tnuch Ozna HaYimonis, Al Pan Yor HaYimonis, Al Pan Ragla HaYimonis. You do Hazor on the Guf HaAdam. So the Halacha says, Leka Hazor, Beloit Tfilah. If you're going to do Hazor, either Hazor as Dam, by the Hasham Mitzorah, or Hazos Meipara, by the person who's a Tomei Meis. Whenever you want to have Hazon, the Guf Adam, you have to have Tvila first. So since here it says, Vayizuk Al Ha'om, and the Tanoim and the Gemara understand that the Hazos Adam of the Korbanos that they brought to Har Sinai was on the people, so therefore we assume that everybody had to go to Mikveh, because Lek Hazor, Gniri, we have a tradition, Lek Hazor, Velo Tvila. Yeah, that's a question, but Rashi and Chumash quotes the Targum Onkelos. It doesn't run like that. He says, Vayizuk al ha'am means Vayizurik on the Mizbech on behalf of the people. There was no Hazor on the Guf ha'odom. So how do you say, Lek Hazor v'lo tefillah? So the Sfasemis on Krisas, on Daftez, works on that Kasha. So a strong Kasha, they're not sure exactly what the answer is. So the Gemara points out that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, first of all, there was Nasim and Ishma. And then you had the Mila, the Bris Mila, and Eretz Mitzrayim before Korban Pesach. That was the Bris Mila, the Shem Geirus. Then everybody had to go to Mikveh. The married people had to be Poyresh 3 days before, because if they'll have Tashmish within the last 3 days, the woman can be Polet the Shechmazer up until 72 hours after Tashmish, and it still will be potent. Once the Shechmazer is not Roy, not really the Hazriya, it's spoiled, then if she's Paletus after that stage, then it's not Metameha. She's not called Paletus, she goes there. So they had it, so the married people had to be Torish Tashmish 3 days before. That's why the Chumash writes about the married people. But everybody had to go to Mikveh. Because Gmiri Deleka Hazor Velo Tefillah. That's the Gemara. The Rambam has a line that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the Maudim also Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Kalos, and Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Chamures is not Mi'akeh B'Di'evin. So what does it mean? That B'nei Yisrael said Nasim and Ishma, it's not Mi'akeh. Kabbalah on Mitzvahs is not Mi'akeh. No, that's the ABC of Geiris. The Gemara said that's Geiri Arroyos. If the person converted Mi'pachad Arroyos and he never accepted Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, he's a Goy Gomer. Everybody agrees to that. All Machlekes HaTanam at the end of this second parakeet Yibamos is, if he did commit himself, but he wasn't motivated religiously to convert, not that he is convinced that the Jewish religion is the only true religion, and that's why he joined the Jewish religion because he's afraid of the lions. But once he was afraid of the lions, he committed himself to worship the God of the Jewish people. And only that God, he was Mekabel on Mitzvahs. So how can the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch write, the Modinos, Mitzvahs, Kalos, not Me'akeh B'di'evin? So Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes Poskim, Rab Moshe Feinstein quotes, he heard from his father, and Rab Soloveitchik said he heard from his father. They all say the same thing. The Rambam meant to say that the dramatic Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, the way we do it, that the candidate for conversion, the Gera, the Geras, is standing on the Mikveh up to the neck in water, and we review with them Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Kalos, and Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Chamuras. We reviewed them. We reject the Trinity if they used to be Catholics. I have to say, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in one God, the one invisible God, the God of the Jewish people? Do you accept the Torah Shavuot Sabbath, Torah Shavuot, and so on? So we review some of the mitzvahs. So that dramatic Kabbalah on mitzvahs, as the ger is in the water up to his neck, and then immediately after the Kabbalah on mitzvahs, the ger is tevel in the mikveh. The drama. That's not Mi'akeh. As long as the Bezin knows that the candidate for conversion committed himself or herself to observe all the mitzvahs that will come their way. But the Rambam never meant to imply that the Kabbalah on mitzvahs is not Mi'akeh. That doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, they had all of these. They had Kabbalah on mitzvahs, Mila, Tfila, and Korban. Today, when the Kabbal Gerim, even though they can't bring the Korban, so the Gemara asks, how do you know that the Geris is Chal? If everything is learned out from Maimon HaSinai, maybe the korban is me'akim, just like the nilo and the tefillah are me'akim, maybe the korban, so you can't be mekabel ger mizman hazeh. So the Gemara says, no, the pasuk says in Chumash, v'chayog v'itcham ger l'dor aseichem, implying you can accept the ger in every generation, and the Chumash talks about a generation, and the teichachem v'chukaisa, we just read it a few days ago on Shabbos, teichachem v'chukaisa says, v'ashim moses nigdishaychem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people that they will be punished if they worship Avodah Zarah and they will violate Shemitah and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash and he will not be interested in smelling the karbonos. So don't do me any favors by bringing the karbonos. I don't want your miserable karbonos. And the other person says, talks about the possibility of accepting a ger in every generation. So it sounds like you're able to accept the ger even in a generation where there's no Beis HaMikdash and there are no karbonos. So that's how the Gemara puts together the psukim. And the Gemara says that the hakrovas hakarbonos is not ni'akev in the gerus. The gerus is chal. The ger, you can be mitzar from Termina, he can be the shlech tzibur, right? You can marry a ger, right? No problem. What is lacking, let's say, if the ger doesn't have the milah and the tefillah and the kabbalas on mitzvahs, he's a goy gomer. If he doesn't have the karbonos, it's not the yakev. So what does he even need the karbonos in the first place for? So the Gemara says, kol zman, that the ger doesn't bring the karbonos, he's not allowed to eat bisar karbonos. Let's say he bring a korban shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash. Who eats the bisar shlamim? So the bala korban, whoever paid for the korban, and the korban is offered on his behalf, the kohanim makriv the korban the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of Pliny. So Pliny has to be tahor, and he can invite friends of his who are tahor. You have to eat shlamim in Yerushalayim. Kochim have to be eaten davki in the azara ma'zich ve'kuhuna. Kochim kalim can be eaten by anyone who's Jewish in Yerushalayim. But anyone who's Jewish means anyone who's Jewish. And if he was born a Nochri and he converted, Kozman, he doesn't bring the korban hager, the korban oila, either the oilas be'emo or the kan, the two oilas oiv. He has a din like a mechusa kippurim. What's a mechusa kippurim? Mechusa kippurim is like this. Let's say a person is a zava, a woman is a zava. So they go to mikveh, they become tahor. So the tahor, when they're toivel in the mikveh, the tahor, they're permitted to eat Maisusheni. You're not allowed to eat Maisusheni in a state of Tumah. On Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and Erev Pesach of the seventh year, all of the farmers recite Videi Maiser. So part of the Videi Maiser is they say, Labi Artemimen and Bitameh. I did not consume the Maisusheni in a state of Tumah. You're not permitted to eat the Maisusheni whether you are Tameh or the Maisusheni is Tameh. So you can't eat. So Tovah v'Yola, if a person was Tovah in the mikveh and he comes out, even though he didn't yet experience Harav Shemesh, he went to the mikveh 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He didn't have Harav Shemesh until Tzeisa Kohavim of the night following when he's Tovah in the mikveh. Even he doesn't go to the mikveh for 20 years. He has to wait till Harav Shemesh following the tefillah in the mikveh. So while that's called the Tvul Yom. He went to mikveh already, but he didn't yet experience Harav Shemesh. So the din is he's permitted to eat Masa Sheni. But if he's a kohen, he's not yet allowed to eat truma. In order to eat truma, that's the opening mishnah and brachas. In order to be allowed to eat truma, you have to have tefillah and a mikveh plus harav shemesh. And then harav shemesh, that's not enough. The rabbah mechusu kippurim, the zav zavi aledes and mitzora, the four tmeim, who not only have to go to the mikveh and they have to have harav shemesh, they have to bring korbanos for the gemar hatahara procedure. They have to bring karbonis. The kozman, they don't bring the karbonis. They call the mechusa kippurim. The tumah still lingers on the mikzah, so they're not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and they're not permitted to eat kochim kalim in Yerushalayim. So the ger, who has kabbalas on mitzvahs, a milah, tefillah, he didn't bring the karbon, he has a din like a mechusa kippurim. He's a 99% Jewish, but he's missing one aspect of being Jewish. He's not permitted to eat any korban. He can't eat. A friend of his is bringing a korban shlamim. He can't participate in the korban shlamim. Kozman, he didn't bring his korban oila. That's ma'akib de gerim. That's a tosefta. The Gemara in increases the Daftesim and Alf, quotes that Tosefta, that the Korban Ager is Ma'akim the Ger from being permitted to eat the Kochim Kal. So some of the Bali Atosis understood in the Gemara that the Pshat, it's a strange position. There is a group of Bali Atosis on the Daf who understood the Gemara to say like this, this mantra based on Mikdush Kaim, you have to have all Mila, Tefillah, and the Korban. Since Bisman Azeh, we are unable to, the Ger is unable to bring the Korban, so the Ger is Hizchal without the Korban. That's not really the way we assume. Davda Neza has a tshuva, he wants to say, he thinks a lot of Rishonim hold like that. So that's a very difficult position. Pashta says that the Korban is never Mi'akev, anything on the Ger. It's Mi'akev one thing. The Ger is not permitted to eat Kochim until he brings his Korban Ager, until he brings the Korban Hoylo. But it's not that the din is that Bizman Hazeh, since it's impossible to bring the Karbonis, whatever he can't do, it says it's not Mi'akev. That's a difficult way. But there's one opinion that Tosis like that, because the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that the Ger has to be supervised by a Bezin of three. So usually we assume, Rashi and Tosis assume, that members of a Bezin have to have smicha. That's a big question. Is that assumption correct? Is that really the pshat that to be a member of a Bezin you need smicha? Or the din is the road to Pascha Neshaila you need smicha? So if the Bezin is coming to Pascha Neshaila, then they have to have smicha. Whoever gives an opinion in halacha and he doesn't have smicha, that's not called a hayra. In order to be called a psak, in order to be called a hayra, the person has to have smicha. So the Rambam seems to hold that you only need smicha. Smicha is relevant even when there's no need for a bezin. Someone's got a pasken on Issa v'Heter, on Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha. There's no need for any bezin over there. But it's only called a psak if the person who is issuing that opinion has a smicha. And the Rambam seems to hold that by Gerus, the din never required that the three members of the bezin have to have smicha because they're not paskening anything. They're just supervising the Gerus. If you have a shayla and din, and you need a bezin to pasken a din Torah, the pasken halacha, then the Rambam holds, then you need smicha. Smicha is a din in hayra. But Tosfos holds not so. Rashi and Tosfos is the beginning of many riots to this. Rashi and Tosfos, the first daf in Sanhedrin, hold smicha is a din of bezin. So Tosfos has one opinion, bizman that there were smuchim years ago, the bezin for Geris really required three smuchim. But since Bizman is there, nobody has any smicha. All Masar Ish Mipish and Moshe Rabbeinu has been broken 1,500 years ago already, a long, long time ago. In the days of the Amoraim. The Amoraim in Bavel, there was no smicha. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Then in Eretz Yisrael, there was Gzeiras Hashma. The government didn't allow them to get smicha. They would kill people if they would find out that they're giving smicha to their Talmidim. So the smicha disappeared. So Tosfos has one opinion that the bezin for gerim always required smicha, but bizman hazeh, since it's impossible to have smicha, and the pasuk says chiyav yitcham ger the dor sechem in every generation, so therefore it's always possible to have a ger. So bizman hazeh, the bezin does need smicha. It's a difficult sheet in Tosfos. That's why they seem to have understood the pshat. By the korban, this mancha beis hamigdash ayakaim, the korban is me'akev in the gerus. This man has that since it's not beis hamigdash, so you can't say the korban is me'akev in the gerus. So that's how they say regarding the smicha. So that's why there were those who are of the opinion, let's say a man wants to convert and he has a heart condition, he has hemophilia, has some kind of a medical condition that prohibits him from performing a bris mila. They're going to do a bris mila, they're going to die. So what's the din? So some of the Gedolim are of the opinion that you only need Mila, Tefillah, Korban when it's possible. When it's impossible, so it's not Me'akev. So you don't need the Mila. So the Sviri Yesh has a tshuva about this. And he quotes, he printed a letter that Rav Chaim Oizer correspondent sent him. Rav Chaim Oizer was in charge of the Vad HaYeshivas. He distributed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to all the different yeshivas in Lithuania. And he kept record how many students there are in every yeshiva and how much money he gave them. He wrote it down, but he remembered it all about them. He was a super genius. And he used to go around raising money for the Bara Yeshiva. So on one occasion, he went to the factory of a wealthy religious Jew, and he got him to give a major donation to the Bara Yeshiva to support all of the yeshivas in Lithuania. So as he was leaving the person's factory, so the Jewish man shows him that he has a ksav geiris. He originally was born a non-Jew, and he converted. So he's very proud of the fact that he converted. So he shows Rav Chaim Eiser the letter that he has from Abitza Leponavezha. In the ksav geiris, Abitza Leponavezha was always a big Baal Mechadish. He had original ideas on everything. And he wrote a whole shtikl Torah into the ksav geiris, that this geir, the one who owned that factory, gave the major donation to support the Bani Yeshivas, that he had some medical condition. It was impossible for him. He would die. It's impossible for him to undergo Mila. So Rabbi Yitzhak Leponavezha was megayer him without Mila, based on this understanding. Whenever there's something that you're unable to do in the geiris, so it's not mi'akev, like the smuchim are not mi'akev bizman hazeh, like the korban is not mi'akev bizman hazeh. But the same is true regarding the needles. So Rav Chaim Eiser told the fellow, I thank you for the big donation that you gave, but I want you to know that you're not Jewish. It's incorrect. Rav Yitzhak Leponavezha is wrong. But there were a few Gedolim, 100 years ago, who thought like Rav Yitzhak Leponavezha, that if a person has hemophilia, or he has a heart condition or something, and it's medically not at all sound for him that he should undergo Bris Milo, he can become a gear without the Bris Milo. There was a Chassidish Rebbe years ago, the B'nai Yisoschar, a Pirish Mel, a Dinever. He was a Dinever. So the Sefer B'nai Yisoschar, half of the first half of the Sefer is all about Shabbos. It's all Kabbalah and Chassidus. The first half of the Sefer is all about Shabbos. The second half of the Sefer is about the different Chadoshim. Listen here, Sivan, and he discusses Api Kabbalah, Api Chassidus, the significance of each one of the Yom Tovim and the significance of the names of the months, and so on. So he had that sefer is all chassidus and all kabbalah. He has another sefer that's called Derech Pikudecha. That's halacha. It was written as a sefer on mitzvahs. It only goes 50 some odd mitzvahs. It ends, but we have ends in the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. They're not sure historically whether the Rebbe Rav Pirush Melech Dinever, the Bnei Yisoschar, he never wrote on the rest. He never got to write the rest, but he wrote it and it was lost. The manuscript was lost. Whatever, we only have printed the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. And every mitzvah, he talks about Machshava Dibur Emaisa. He talks about, he gives you a thumbnail description of the mitzvah, like a kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Then he has some original chidushim every so often. Then he gives you a pikabola, what the mitzvah is supposed to represent, a pichasidus. So under the mitzvah of Milo, he talks about not only Milo for Jewish babies, he talks about Milo for non-Jews who want to convert. So he comes up with a, he assumes a double posture like Rav Chaim Eiser, that if the Nochri is medically not able to have a bris milah, he can't convert, period. He can't convert. If he's missing that Aver, Tosis and Yerushalmi talks about Nichros Agid. Let's say a Nochri wants to convert, and that part of his body was cut off. So his Dina Kinek Aver, Tosis says, he can convert without the milah. If he's a zocher, then if that part of the body is cut off, he can convert with tefillah and the korban. He does need the milah. But over here, the fellow has the oraloi, has that aver, but he has hemophilia, has a heart condition, whatever, so it's too dangerous. So the Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar, is only misupik, is the nochri is not allowed to commit suicide. So he raises a question, is he permitted to volunteer to undergo Mila, knowing that he may die, but he wants to be Maisa Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. He wants to risk his life in order to become a Ger. He wants to do the Mila, which he knows may kill him. Is he allowed to do that? The Nochri is not allowed to commit suicide. Is this considered committing suicide? Is this considered Maisa Nefesh for Yiddishkeit? So he raises that Safik is not sure. But by him, it's a double Bashur. That not like Rav Yitzhak Leponavezha, who said he can convert without doing the meal. Him is a double posture, like Rav Chaim Eiser said, that you have to have the bris milah, otherwise he just can't convert. On the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Gemara only learns that you need milah, tefillah, and korban. And the Geshe and Maimon HaSinai, there was more. They learned from Sefer HaBris. What is a Sefer HaBris? Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. Sefer HaBris was from Bereshis till Parshas Mishpatim, was written on a cloth. And that was called the Sefer HaBris. At the end of the Arba'im Shana, when the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, the rest of the Tarya'al Mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rashi writes at the end of the Chumash, from now on, the end of the Arba'im Shana, in the Midbar, the Sefer HaBris, is a Chamishu Chamshid Torah, the way we have. But on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Sefer HaBris was only from Bereshis till Parshas Mishpatim. So when we're Mekabel Ager, we don't take out a Sefer Torah and start learning anything from the Sefer HaBris. So why, if we're learning out from Maimon HaSinai all the details of Geiris, why not require Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah, from a Sefer HaBris? It would appear from the Gemara that the Gemara understood that requirement of learning from a Sefer HaBris, that's only when there's Kabbalah HaTorah Ayidei the Tzibur. The whole Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Taryag Mitzvahs at that time. When an individual person is Mekabel HaTorah, you don't have to have Kriya from the Sefer HaBris. On the occasion of Nes Purim, it says in the Pasukim of the Kiblu, and the Gemara understands, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Peches understands that to mean Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar. At Har Sinai, they said they're prepared to accept Nasa Menishman, they're prepared to accept Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebapeh, it was too difficult to learn, too difficult to observe. It's, Torah Shebapeh is very difficult, not easy at all. So they didn't want to accept Torah Shebapeh. So that was Kof Aleim Har Kegigas. This is Esther Kasha. Why was there a need for Kof Aleim Har Kegigas? If they all said Nasa Menishma, so they accepted the Torah. So the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach raises that question and gives this as the answer. The Tosfos says the question in Shabbos, Peches, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kof Aleim Har Kegigas? What was the need for a kfiyah? They said Nasa Nishma, so why did he force them? So the Tosfos gives a different answer. So the Mefarshim, they're right. Look in the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach, where the Medrash gives the following answer. When they said Nasa Nishma, that was on the Torah Shebichsav. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, but there's a whole Torah Shebaalpeh also. That they didn't want to accept. That's too difficult to observe, too difficult to learn also. So they didn't want to accept that. So that was Kof Aleim Har Kegigas. Har Kiblu, B'mei HaShveresh, means that they ratified their acceptance of the Torah Shebaalpeh. On the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Torah Shebaalpeh was forced upon us. And after the Nes Purim, B'nai Yisrael went Mekabel Beratzon, the Torah Shebaalpeh. So that's why the Gemara understands there was need to have a Kriya from the Sefer HaBris. So the new Sefer HaBris that was written was the Megillas Esther. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk Divishalom Emes, the Megillas Esther is like Divishalom Emes, Kamita Shel Torah, just like the Sefer Torah was the Sefer HaBris for the Bris at Har Sinai, so too the Megillas Esther is the Sefer HaBris for the Kabbalah, for the new Kabbalah Shel Torah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar. So if we'll ever have another national Kabbalah Shel Torah, then we learn out from Har Sinai that you need Kriya from the Sefer Torah. But when we have just the private individuals, Mekayer, so we learn out you need Mili, you need Tefillah, you need Korban, you need Kabbalah Shel Mitzvahs, but the Kriya from the Sefer Torah, that's only when there's a national Kabbalah Shel Torah. We know that the Geiris at Har Sinai was different because the Karbonis, we didn't have Shishim Riba, there were Shishim Riba men between the age of 20 and 60, then there were Shishim Riba women, probably also between the age of 20 and 60, then there were people younger than 20 and people older than 60, then there was Erev Rav, many, many people. They didn't bring so many Karbonis, according to how many people were Megair at Har Sinai. They brought a set of Karbonis, Shlomim and Oil and so on, and it was on behalf of everybody. It was one big national geiris of all of Klal Yisrael together. And that's why it wasn't necessary for each and every individual person to bring his own korban. So that was a hayra shor, that it was a national geiris. So there wasn't any need for each and every individual person to bring his own korbanos. Regarding the requirement for the bezdin, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Chumash, that you need a bezin supervising the geiris. Exactly what does it mean, supervising? The bezin has to watch when the geiris tovel in the mikvah. What if you have a geiris a woman is converting, so the woman can't have any clothes on. So what do you mean the Bezin is going to be looking at the woman? So that's a big machlekes over the generations in recent years. There were some tzaddikim, talmid hachamim, were of the opinion that the tefillah and the mikveh, the whole geras, should be done under the auspices of the Bezin. They don't have to watch. They can be in it across the street, and they'll tell the mikveh lady, make sure that the woman, that the candidate for conversion is tabled properly in the mikveh. They don't have to be there in the room. And other Rishonim hold beferish not so, that whenever Bezin has to authorize something, supervise something, has to be done under their auspices. They have to see with their eyes what's happening. It's not enough that it's under their auspices, they have to be able to see. There was a Dayan in London years ago, Dayan Grosnas, who has a long tshuva about this, very beautiful tshuva, where he shows he has a Yom Shel Shleima in Yevamos, where there's a Machlekes HaRishonim by Suma Be'eino Achas, where they could be a member of the Bezin for Chalitza. And he shows that there's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Whenever you require a Bezin L'kiyam Adova, like the Bezin for Chalitza, or the Bezin for Geirus, do they have to see what's happening? Well, it's enough if everything is done under their guidance, under their auspices, but they don't really have to see with their own two eyes. So that was a deal. So this Dayan Grosnas sent his kuntres, his tshuva, to Rav Moshe Weinstein, who agreed with him. He says, you're right. Rav Moshe didn't know the name of the Dayan Grosnas. So he has a mistake in his Igros Moshe. He writes a tshuva to Dayan Grosnam, as if it's a mem at the end. The name is Grosnas. He still has children and grandchildren who live in London. Tamina Chachamim, B'nai Torah. So Rav Moshe writes, he agrees with him that it's a machlekes HaRishonim, and the Bezin should not be mekel on that. The Bezin should make sure that they're there in the room when the woman is told on the mikveh. She should wear a bathrobe, a loose bathrobe that won't be a chatzitza, but the Bezin should be able to see the way she's going under the water. It's not enough that it's done under their auspices. They have to actually see. That's most Rabbanim are makbid about that now. Because Rav Moshe agreed with Dayan Grosnas that Rav Moshe said, even if a woman already converted years ago the other way and the Bezin was not in the room, she should really be toivel again, and her children should all be toivel again now to make sure that the geris is chal. You shouldn't leave such a thing as a suffix. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that geris needs supervision by a Bezin. So there's one of the Gedolim, Rabbi Shua LeKutna, has a sefer on Chayshu Mishpat that's called Yeshuas Yisrael. Shua LeKutna was one of the three Gedolim who was masking to the Heta Mechira for the Shemitah purposes. Rabbi Shmuel Molliver was the one who spoke to Baron Rothschild that he should support this group of 11 families who were going to go to found a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael and do agricultural work. And then when it came Shnas HaShemitah, so the Rabbanim figured that they're not going to have any parnasa. So the three Rabbanim in Europe wrote up this whole Het Mechira. One of them was Rav Shmuel Molliver. He was the one who started this whole thing moving. He was the one who got Baron Rothschild to support this kibbutz. And the Baron gave them permission to name the kibbutz after his mother. His mother's name was Beatrice, her Yiddish name was Batya. So they called it Maskeret Batya, in memory of Batya. And these were 11 families, medaktik in the mitzvahs. Unfortunately, Maskeret Batya is not at all from the most religious kibbutzim at all. Most of them are not Shomer Shabbos now. But when it first was founded, they were very from the Balabatim. They learned and they davened, and they were Shomer Mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shmuel Molliver, together with Rabbi Shmuel Kutna, he was the rabbi in the city Kutna, and the third one was Dayan Kleptish, he was a Dayan in Varsha. So they all worked at this Het Mechira, and then they sent the letter to Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. He signed along. He was masking with the Het Mechira. So this Rabbi Shmuel Kutna has, in addition to being famous for the Het Mechira, he has a Sefer on Yeridei. That's a knockout Sefer. He has a Sefer on Chosh Mishpat. Sefer Chosh Mishpat is called Yeshuas Yisrael. His name is Yisrael also. Yisrael Yehoshua. So he called it Yeshuas Yisrael. So he asks two kashas. He says, all the dinim of geres are derived from Maimon Hasina. Where was the bezin by Maimon Hasina? You learned it out from a different pasuk. Geres or shlosha mishpat sidbe. Says the Rishonim are not sure which pasuk, the three different psukim, where the word mishpat appears in connection with a ger. But it's a different pasuk. It's not learned out from Maimon Hasina. So that's the kasha. If all the dinim of geres are learned out from Maimon Hasina, how come in Hasina there was no bezin? Maybe some Moshe Rabbeinu had the din like a bezin. No, but Moshe Rabbeinu, but makamayin alef koy. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status as if he was a Sanhedrin gedolah, and you don't need a Sanhedrin gedolah for geres. Just need a Sanhedrin a bezin of three. So how can you learn that out from Maimon HaSinai? There is no pasuk in Maimon HaSinai. Then he has another kasha. Then he has a tzveita kasha in Yeshua's Yisrael on Chayshem Mishpat. Geirus is a contract between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the candidate for conversion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Schar V'Yoinesh. If the person lives up to the mitzvah Satar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to reward him. And if he doesn't observe the mitzvah Satar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him. So the Shechina was present. There was a Gila Shechina in Maimon HaSina. The candidate for conversion was there. All the Shishim Riba with the Erev Rav, everybody was there. And the Shechina was there. So since both parties were there, and that's what Geris is all about, it's a contract that's entered into by the both parties, by the Shechina and by the candidate for conversion, so you need that both should be there. How do you know the Doris that you have the right to be Megayer a person if there's no Gilu Shechina? Maybe you can only be Megayer a person if you know for sure that the Shechina is present. So the Rav Shula Kutna thinks, Chode v'chavata mitarza, one kasha for emphasis the other. So he says that Maimon HaSina, that there was a Shechina there, so the both parties were there, so there was no need for a Bezdin Taka. But L'Doyreis, if you're going to have a Gil Shechina, then you Taka don't need a Bezdin. The two parties are there. But if there is no, usually, Ruba de Ruba, there is no Gil Shechina when you make Gaira someone, so you need a Bezdin, because Elokim needs a Badas Kel. Whenever you convene a Bezdin, so the Shechina is going to help out the Bezdin that they shouldn't make a mistake. Elokim needs a Badas Kel. That's the halacha the Gemara has in the first parak of Masechah Shabbos. When you have a din Torah, the dayanim have to sit ba'atifa. They have to either wear a hat or wear the talis over their heads in a very serious state of mind out of respect for the Shechina, because Elokim nitzo ba'adas kel. The Shechina is there. We assume the Shechina is there to help them paskin properly, that they shouldn't make a mistake. So that's what the Rabbi Shula Kutna says. On the occasion of Maimon HaSina, there was no need for a Bez Din because the two parties were there. The Shechina was there, the Giloy and the Bez were there. The Doira is, if you're not going to have a Gilo Shechina, then you need a Bez Din in order to force the Shechina to come, because whenever you have a Bez Din, Lekim Nitzah Badaskel. Whenever there's a Bez Din, so they'll force the Shechina to be present. And the role of the Shechina is, the role of the Bez Din, Rabbi Shula Kutna assumes the role of the Bez Din is to represent the Shechina. Because Geris is a contract between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the candidate for conversion. So both parties have to be there. So if the Shechina is not there, so it doesn't get off the ground. The answer is, the Bezin represents the Shechina. Elokim nitzal ba'daskel. That's how Rabbi Shula Kutna writes. Beis HaLevi, see, others have the attitude that the Bezin by Geris is like Edis Lekim Adova by a wedding. Let's say they call up two witnesses to watch the way the chassan gives the ring to the kala, and he says, hurry up. And what if the two witnesses don't think it's a good shidduch? They think it's going to end up in a divorce, and they're not happy, so they can't serve as edus lekim adava? No. We don't ask them for their opinion. They don't have to give their blessing on the marriage, even if they're unhappy about their shidduch. You just have two kosher edim watching. When the chassan gives the ring, says, hurry up, mekudeshu. So others understand that the Bezdin by Geirus is like a Bezdin Lekim Adava. Instead of just requiring Edus Lekim Adava, by Gittin Kedushin, you need two Edim Lekim Adava. You need a Bezdin. But not that the Bezdin plays an active role in accepting the Geir. They just stand on the side, like the two witnesses by the Chuppah say, yeah, you need a Bezdin watching. So that's what the Beis HaLevi and the Sefer HaChumash also says, like Rabbi Shula Kutna. That's not true. Rabbi Shula Kutna wrote there in Chayshem Mishpat and Yeshua Yisrael, said the Bezdin is representing the Shechina, and they're saying we are accepting the Ger. the two parties in the contract are the Shechina with the candidate for conversion. So the Bezin represents the Shechina, and they say, we are hereby accepting as representing, we are the representatives of the Shechina, and we are accepting the Ger. So you have the both parties are there. So the Beis HaLevi says something similar, but not like that, not that they represent the Shechina, but they rather are accepting him as a member of Klal Yisrael. Because when the Ger converts, we learn out from the Pasuk in Megillas Rus, that Rus converted. So she says to Naomi, Vashetech Yelech, Vashetech Talini Olim, and so on. So the Gemara understands Vashetech Yelech, that she's not going to go chutz l'tchum, Vashetech Talini Olim, I won't violate the laws of Yichud. That was the Kabbalah's on mitzvah. She said, whatever mitzvahs you observe, I'll observe the same. And then she said, Amech Ami, Velekayech Alekoi. I accept to be a member of Klal Yisrael, Amech Ami, Velekayech Alekoi. I accept the God of the Jewish people as the true God. So this is all part of Kabbalah's on mitzvahs. There was a Maaseh Shehayah years ago when Rabbi Gorin was the chief rabbi. So there was a German Nochri who wanted to convert. And he said he doesn't want to join the Jewish people as a nation. He's a German of the Mosaic belief. He believes in Judaism, but he doesn't want to join the Jewish people. So Rabbi Gorin said, sorry, we can't accept you as a Ger. The Ger has to say, Amech Ami. Has to join the Jewish people. So that's what the Beis HaLevi and Chumash writes. Not like B'Shul HaKutna, that the Bezin represents the Shechina, and you have the both parties to the contract are present. The Shechina is represented by the Bezin and the candidate for conversion. Both parties are there, but rather that the Bezin is representing Klal Yisrael to say we are going to accept them. The Ger says, I accept to join the Jewish nation, but does the Jewish nation accept him as a member of Klal Yisrael? So the Bezin is supposed to pass on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So it's interesting. Some of the Gedolim have a discussion regarding the members of the Bezin for conversion. The rule is that a Ger cannot serve as a member of a Bezin where they're being Dana Yisrael. If the parties that they're judging are all Gerim, then the Ger can be a member of the Bezin. But if the parties being judged, let's say there's a Dintar named Reuben and Shimon, so if Reuben and Shimon are not both Gerim, then a Ger cannot, it's possible even with the other, but a Ger cannot be a member of the Bezin when they're being Dana Yisrael. That's a din. A Ger can have Sarora over Yisrael, so the Paskin a Dintara on behalf of another person, that's called Sarora. I'm balabatavim over him. I'm giving him a psak that he has to abide by, has to follow. So that's called Sarora over Yisrael. So you're not allowed to have a Ger, have Sarora over Yisrael. So the Shaila is in New York City, many of the converts are Puerto Ricans, they only speak Spanish, they don't speak English, they certainly don't speak Yiddish or Hebrew. So there is one of the Batidinim in New York that specializes in Geras, as one of the members of the Bezin is himself a Ger. He himself was a Puerto Rican who converted, and he's a religious person. So that's a question, is this considered Ger Danas Chaver HaGer? The members of the Bezin for Geras are being Don the Goy to say that he's allowed to become a Ger. So that's okay. A Ger Don Chaver, a Ger is okay. Or should we say no? According to the Beis HaLevi, the Ger is paskening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. According to Rabbi Shul HaKutna, the Ger is paskening, representing the Shechina, is paskening on behalf of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that I'm going through with the agreement, with the contract with this individual person, the contract of Schar V'Yonesh. And according to the Beis HaLevi, the Bezin is paskening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that we accept this individual. So that's, according to both Rabbi Shul HaKutna and the Beis HaLevi, a Ger will not be able to serve as a member of the Bezin for a Geras. It's not, the Bezin of Geras is not paskening on a Ger. They're paskening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, they're paskening on behalf of the Shechina. So that would be possible. That's a problem. One of the Rabbonim who wrote, maybe one of the earliest who wrote about this, was a Rabbi Yalov. He used to be a rabbi, I think, in upstate New York in Rochester. And so he has a little sefer. So this is one of his tshuvas in his sefer. His daughter-in-law got a Nobel Award with her sheitel. They have a picture. She got a Nobel Award for something in medicine. I was saying this over just 2 weeks ago in public. I was giving a shiur about some topic. So I mentioned this as someone from the audience screamed out, yeah, he went to medical school. He had her as a teacher. Mm-hmm. She was his teacher in medicine. But this is a shiloh, whether the ger can be a member of the bezin to be a Kabbalah ger. The Gemara has a famous discussion about a ger cotton. The ger has to have Kabbalah on mitzvah, has to be a bardas. If a child is an infant, we're going to convert the little infant, so the infant doesn't have Kabbalah on mitzvah, he doesn't know what's going on in Bichlal. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, ger kotam ad gilam also adas bezin, based on the din, v'zachon li'odim shleib b'fon. We're certainly doing a toivet to the child, the machnis him tachas kampi hashchina, but he's going to be Jewish. It's a taiva that a person should be converted from being a nochri to be a Jew. The question is, what if the adoptive parents are chilonim? So maybe it's better he should be a nochri. If he's a nochri, he probably stands a decent chance of observing all the shevet mitzvahs of enoch. If he's going to be converted, he's going to be Jewish, and the parents are chilonim, it's highly unlikely that he's going to observe all the mitzvahs ha-Torah. He's going to be over on Krisus and Nisus Bezin. He's going to be Mechal Shabbat, not going to observe Taras HaMishpach, not going to keep kosher, going to be violating everything. So that was a big machlokes in Europe. Do you still say that it's still a schus? It's a schus to be Jewish, even if you're going to be a non-observant Jew? It's still a schus. So he said, no, it's only a schus to be Jewish if you're going to be brought up with a Torah education and you stand the chance of observing the mitzvahs of Torah. But if the parents are not going to give the child a Jewish education, they're going to send him to public school. So how can you consider that a schus? Maybe it's better to remain a nachri. But this was a big machlokes in Europe. Yisrael Yesh has a shul about this. He says that the Mate Levi, I think, was the rabbi in Frankfurt for a while, and he said he disagreed with Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan. Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan held that it's only a schus if the adoptive parents are observant, and they're going to give the child the Jewish education. So then it's a schus. Then he says, Zachon Adam Shlavifan. But if they're chilonim, then Shem Besed to bleib ma'nochri. Well, what? Who says you're doing him a favor? You're doing him a disservice by converting him. That's not a teiva. That's how Rav Soloveitchik felt. Rav Soloveitchik used to say like that. The only time you can say it's a schus, Zachon Adam Shlavifan, if the parents commit themselves to give the child some degree of yeshiva education, and they're going to keep Shabbos, and the child will see brachas and Shabbos and davening to go to shul. But if the parents are not observing, Rav Soloveitchik thought like Rav Yitzchok Hanan, then it's not a schus at all. And others thought not so. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to have assumed that a ger kotam ad gilam also adas bezin, it's a schus, even if they're not going to be observant people. Yeah, the Gemara says that because the din of ger kotam ad bilam asa adas bezin to convert little infants is based on zoch le'al b'shlag v'fanav, therefore higdilu, if the child grows up and then he finds out that he was converted, he was adopted, he was converted, they did him a favor, and then he said, I'd rather not be Jewish, it's too difficult. So yichulim limchais, that's based on the din in every case of zoch le'al b'shlag v'fanav. What's normally zoch le'al b'shlag v'fanav? I want to give a gift to Reuven. Reuven is not here. So I give you the gift and you pick it up on behalf of Reuven. So it's a schutz. He's going to get, everybody wants something for nothing. So he'll be happy about the fact that you are mekabel, you accepted the gift on his behalf. So what if his initial reaction when he finds out about the fact that you were zechen maton on his behalf, he says he doesn't want to be indebted to Shechter. So any maton is yichya. He doesn't know thank you. Thank you very much, but no thank you. He doesn't want the matana from the other person. So the Gemara says, if it's soveach mitchila ve'atzof, if his instinctive reaction, his initial reaction when he finds out that they were mekabel a gift on his behalf is, I don't want it, then he breaks up the whole zochin. If milahatchila they say, oh, somebody was mekabel a gift on your behalf, would you like it? He says, sure, I'd love it. And then 5 minutes later he thinks, well, on second thoughts, I'd rather not be indebted to Shechta. I don't want to have to owe him any debt. I don't want to have to be makatoyv. So I don't want the gift. So if initially his reaction was that he's happy about it, then he's moichah, then it's too late. He can't be moichah. But if his instinctive reaction initially, tzavech, metchil ve'atzov, he says, no, I don't want it from the very outset, then you break up the whole dinner with Zochel Adam Shlavifonim. So that's a question. Whenever you megayer a ger katan, let's say you megayer an infant, so usually when a ger converts, so the moil who does the bris milah says a bracha lomalas agerim. He says a bracha, and then when the ger is tovel and the mikra, if it's an adult, so tovel he can't. Usually one says the bracha oivel asiyosim. Oivel means immediately before he's about to perform the mitzvah, he recites the bracha. Over here, he's not Jewish yet. So the ger can't say before he's tovel in the mikvah, Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah sov, mitzivan. He's not kedushanu yet. He's still a nachri. The Gemara says tovel b'yola. The Gemara m'sachem davazayin. Tovel b'yola after the ger, after the candidate for conversion is tovel in the mikvah, he comes out. Now he's already Jewish, so now he's able to say the bracha. This is an exception to the rule. The brachas hamitzvah is decided dafka la'achar asiyosam. After he's tovel in the mikvah, then he says Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah sov. There is no obligation for any non-Jew to convert. No one is mechuyev to convert. But if he does convert, then we say he has fulfilled the mitzvah by having the milah and the tefillah and by bringing the korban, because he did the mitzvahs that enable him to become converted. So if the ger is an adult, then he's tovel and a mikvah, then the Gemara says, he says the bracha lachar asiyos. What if it's a ger katan? What if it's an infant? What if it's an infant? So the infant doesn't even know what's happening at all. So the adults on the guy or him. So should the adults say the bracha? But the adults are Jewish already. So they can say the bracha. Should they say the bracha? One of the members of the Bezin should say the bracha before the tovel him in the mikvah. So that's what the Ravid writes. The Ravid wrote a sefer Balei HaNefesh. It's all the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. Then he has a whole long section about Hilchas Mikvois and the laws of Chatzitza. And then he talks about Tefillah for a Ger also. Once he's talking about Mikvah and Tefillah, he talks about Tefillah for a Ger. So he writes like that. He says, if it's a Ger Kotan and an infant that they would Negayer based on Zochel Adam, and the Bracha and the Geris will be recited by one of the members of the Bezin, won't be recited by the Ger. So then the rabbi writes, so the bracha should be recited. Immediately before they're about to be toivel a baby in the mikveh, one of the dayanim who's going to be toivel him should really say the bracha. This seems to be, Rav Soloveitchik told us that he once participated in a gerus. At the time that he gave that she said that was the one and only gerus that he ever participated in. It was a musmuch from the yeshiva who didn't have any children, so he adopted a baby girl. And then Rav Soloveitchik didn't think it out in advance. On the spot, he realized that the baby, the infant girl, is not going to be able to say the bracha. So the Bezin is going to say the bracha. So should the Bezin say the bracha, oivel asiyosam, that's what the Ravid writes in the Balei HaNefesh, should they say the bracha, one of the members of the Bezin said the bracha, immediately before they're about to be tovel a baby in the mikveh, or maybe we should say no, that since by the ger who's an adult, the chachamim were mistaken that the bracha should be recited dafke tovel v'yolol achar asiyosam. So maybe the takana was that the birchas hatvila for the ger is not so much on the maisa hatvila, but rather on the chalais. So maybe even if it's a ger katan and the bezdin is going to say the bracha, maybe the bracha should be recited dafka lachar asiyosam. Maybe it's a bracha on a chalois. And even if the bezin is Jewish, and they can say kedushan mitzvah tzivan, maybe since the bracha is on the chalois of the ger, so maybe it should dafka be lachar asiyosam. So that's Rav Soloveitchik raised this sofer. But if you look in this sefer, the sefer by Derech Pikudecha, the halacha sefer by the author of the Bnei Yisaskar, so under the mitzvah of Mila, he talks about Mila for Geras. So he says an insight. He says if the Beis Din is Megayer Ager Katan, since the Din is Igdili Yechalim Limchas, when we don't know what's going to be in another 12, 13 years when the child will grow older, will he be happy about the fact that we converted him, or will he really say, no, thank you? If Igdili Yechalim Limchas, if he wants, he can undo the whole Geirus that we did. So he recommends you shouldn't say any bracha at all. That's the practice. The rabbinical council has 11 batidinim over the United States to take care of geiris. So the Manhattan Beis Din has adopted that policy from the Derech Pikudecha, from the Bnei Yisroschar, that whenever there's a ger katan, they don't recite a bracha at all, because sofik brachas lahak, but you don't know. The likelihood is there's a Rashba in the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, and the Rashba interprets in the Gemara. So the likelihood is that the ger is going to be adopted by religious parents. It's probably not going to be moichah. So, but it could well be that sofik brachas lahakel even applies where there's a rive lahachmer, even if the rive indicates that you should say bracha. But it could be sofik brachas lahakel means even a sofik poldahu. Even though there is a rive to say that it probably will not be moichah, and we ought to say bracha, but still it could be a sofik brachas lahakel. Could be that the rive is lishitosai. There's a Bnei Yeshua and Perik Bamem Adlikin on the Sugya and the Gemara. And the Gemara talks about the fact that a Yantam Shena Shel Goli is, we do recite the bracha over Kiddush and Matzah and Mora. We do recite brachas, even though Yantam Shena is a Sveika Diyoyma. It's a make-believe Sveika Diyoyma. And on Demai, which is a Sufik Tevel, and Yamafrish Demai, you don't say a bracha. So in that Gemara, there's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, Lamaskona, in certain cases. The Peshu explains, the Ravid holds that Sofik Brochas Lahokel is the same as Sveika de Rabbana Lakula. Brochas are all the Rabbanan. So whenever the Brochas deraisa, let's say a person ate Kidei Sviya, and he's a little drunk, and he doesn't remember whether he benched or not. Maybe he benched, maybe he didn't bench. He's a little shaker. So if he ate Kidei Sviya, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Sofik Brachas L'Hokel, then you say Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra. But if he didn't eat Kidei Sviya, just had a little bit of Berkazayas of bread, he didn't eat Kidei Sviya, so he's not Mechuyev to bench Menatayr. So then you say Sofik Brachas L'Hokel, and the Ravid Sheet is, that's what the Pnei Yeshua explained, the Ravid Sheet is that Sofik Brachas L'Hokel is identical with the rule of Sveika de Rabbana L'Kula. If the bracha is only the Rabbana, then you say Sofik Brachas L'Hokel. If the bracha is deraisa b'chas hamazon on Kidei Sviya is deraisa, then when we say Sofik deraisa l'chumra. So according to the Ravid, the Shitasai, since the Rashba says on that Gemara Ksuvah Daf Yud Aleph that Rav pa'amim, the child will not be moicha. Rav pa'amim, the child will not be moicha. So it's not called the Sveika de Rabbana L'Kula. If you follow Rav, so the Rav said that he is being beguiled the child now, so he should say a bracha on the tefillah. But we don't pass like that Ravid. We don't pass like the Ravid, that the klal of Sofik Brachas L'Hokel is identical with the klal of Sveika de Rabbana L'Kula. We assume that it's based on that, but it exceeds it. So many poskim have a spot sad to say, even if you have a Sveika L'Chumra, you still don't say a bracha. Even if you have a Sofik Brachas where the Ravid is that you are doing a mitzvah, you don't go bus a roiv to be mechayev to say brachas. It's also called the Sofik brachas lahakam. So that could well be that ravid is said that when you megayer get caught in the bez and says the bracha, it's the ravid lishitosu who holds, according to the Hezbo the Pnei Yeshua gives. I didn't say what the ravid said. The ravid has a sheet about the tumtum adregen is shakes a lulav. So the ravid holds that he says a bracha. The Rambam says he doesn't say a bracha. So it's on that Rambam and ravid that the Pnei Yeshua explains. The Ravid Shita is that Sofik Brachas L'Hokel is simply identical with the klal of Sofik the Rabbana L'Kula. But if you have a Ravid L'Hachmer, then you would say the Brach. But the Rambam holds that it's much stronger than that. Sofik Brachas L'Hokel is much stronger than just only saying. You only apply it if it's a Brach of the Rabbana. If it's a Brach of the Raisa, you don't say Sofik Brachas L'Hokel. But it's not identical with Sveika the Rabbana L'Kula. It's much more inclusive.
Rav Schechter,
why don't we say by a Derech Gedech that it's a Sofik, but it should be like Svira. Maybe you won't finish. It makes a bracha on Svira. Maybe you won't finish the whole time. No. You may miss a day.
No. Right.
Why is it not the same as a Sofik?
Yeah. The Mishnah Brura Taka says that women who tell Svira probably gonna forget, because the women don't go to shul. So the men go to shul, that's what he's assuming. He lived in a little village, right? In a two-by-nothing village. So everybody went to shul. So the men go to shul, so the men are going to remember. They're not going to forget, but the women are probably going to forget. So even if the women are careful to tell Sfira every night, they shouldn't say bracha, because it's a suffix bracha's local. They may forget one day in the future, which case it will come out that they weren't yet to anything. The Mishnah Brura is working on the assumption that that's the pshat in the Bahag, that if you missed one day, the ma'akfim zeh, all the 49 spheres are ma'akfim zeh. So if you think that you may forget a day later, that's a person who's going to die in the middle of sphere. He knows he's not going to live so long. He has another week or two to die, to live. Then he's going to die. So he knows he's afraid he won't live till Shavuos. So then the Mishnah Brura says he shouldn't say bracha in advance, because Safik bracha is lahakel. You shouldn't say a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't correct. He didn't think that there was pshat in the Bahag. That like Dala Minisha Belula Ma'ak from Zezeh. Over here, the Bahag holds that all the 49 spheres are Ma'ak from Zezeh. It's not one big mitzvah Ma'ak from Zezeh. The word is, the Bahag's word was, if you didn't count 16, you can't count 17. There has to be Hemshech in the counting. But not that if I think in advance, I may forget later. So it'll come out. I was never yotze anything from the outset because everything is back from Zeza. He didn't think that was the pshat. But anachinami.
Yeah. I have a question. So let's say there's a ger katan, and let's say it's a female, and now she's 60 years old. She finds out, and she backs out. But she already has a daughter who has a daughter who has a daughter. So what's the status? Are all of those descendants Jewish or not?
We assume that they're not Jewish. Because she's Oiker, turns out that she Oiker the whole Geris Menamafreya. The whole Geris was never Chala in the first place. Whenever you do an act of Zochen on behalf of someone else, and the person, when he finds out about it, he says, no thank you, I don't want it. So undoes the whole Zechiyah. Rav Soloveitchik was Mesupik if the person knew at a younger age. He knew that he was adopted. He knew that he was converted. He just didn't know that Yecholim Limchas. And then he finds out at the age of 60 that Yecholim Limchas, and then he says he's Meichem. He or she is Meichem. So he wasn't sure whether he can. The Gemara says, if he gdil l'sha'achas, shuv en Yecholim Limchas. That means he gdil l'sha'achas, and they knew during the sha'achas that they had the ability to be Meichem, and they didn't choose to. That's what it means. That then they were maskem to the Zochim. But what if when they became bar mitzvah, they knew where they're adopted, they knew that they were converted, but they didn't know that Yechodim Limchas? And if they would have known that, they would have been Moicha then. But they didn't find out that until way later. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't know what he said, that he was mesupik about that, whether they still have the ability to be Moicha when they erst find out that they had the ability to be Moicha. That's unclear, a little unclear. The Ravid raises an interesting question. The Ravid assumes that one of the members of the Bezin recites the Bracha Oivel Asiyosam when they're matbil the ger kotam, when they're matbil the little infant in the mikveh. One of the Rabbanim says the Bracha Shekhar Chamsar Ala Tfila. So where is the Pasuk? Well, what mitzvah are the Rabbanim fulfilling? The ger is fulfilling a mitzvah if a non-Jew converts and he goes through these Kabbalahs on mitzvahs and Mila Tfila and Karban. Then we say he's Mekayma Mitzvah. He wasn't Mechoyiv to convert. Nachum not Mechoyiv to convert. But if he does convert and he does these Mila Tfil and Karban, so he was Mekayma Mitzvah. So it makes sense. He says Allah Tfil. He's Mekayma the Mitzvah of performing the Maisa Geris. But if the Bezin is being Makil the Ger, so the Bezin, what Mitzvah is the Bezin doing? And they're going to say a Brach. So the Ravid gives it, so some achrayim write, it's a mitzvah of a hafta mesager. It's a mitzvah to be mekal v'gerim, and a mitzvah of a hafta mesager. Others say, no, we're making him into a ger, that's what happened. Hafta mesager is if he converts already, then we're hafta mesager, but not making him into a ger. So some say it's a different mitzvah, the mitzvah of avos Hashem. How does one fulfill avos Hashem? So the Gemara says, I should act in such a way, I should show the public what a wonderful God we have, and they should fall in love with my God also. The Gemara says you should act in such a way that the people should have respect for the God of the Jewish people. So some say that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem requires of the Bezdin that they should be Megayer, whoever wants to be Megayer. Or they should be Megayer if the adoptive parents want to convert this baby. They're not really doing a mitzvah after Masagir. He didn't convert yet. They're helping him convert. They're having him convert. But after Masagir is only after he already converted. So they say it's really the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. The Ravid doesn't give that answer. When the Ravid says that one of the members of the Bezdin says the bracha Allah Tfilo, Oibelasiyasan, before the matfil, the infant in the mikveh, he says, what mitzvah are they fulfilling? So he says, it says in the Chumash, when Avraham Avinu moved there to Israel, he took with him Hanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, what do you mean Hanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron? If all the people of the world were gathered together, they can't even create a cockroach. He can't create life, spontaneous generation. Living beings can only come a butterfly. You have to have some life before. You can't make. What they created, human beings. So the Ravid quotes that Medrash, the Rashi and Chumash quotes on that pasuk. If all of mankind gathers together, they can't even create a little cockroach. They can't create a bug. But if a person is megayer, anachri, malalakasim kilaso, it's considered as if he created that person. So, in a certain sense, we're acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi doesn't finish the sentence. So he raised the question, what mitzvah are you doing? So maybe it's the mitzvah of v'halachta b'drocha, you go in the ways of Hashem, just like Hashem creates life. Hashem creates life. The communists that didn't believe in God and principle, they were atheists. So how do they explain where did life come from? We assume there's no spontaneous generation. So they commissioned their scientists to disprove Louis Pasteur, to prove that it is possible to have spontaneous generation. But we have accepted Louis Pasteur. No such thing as spontaneous generation. So you can only have life if God creates the life. And here, so God creates life. And here the Bezdin, who are Megayer, the Nochri, the candidate for conversion, is considered as if it's Anevish Asher Osu B'chor, as if they created life. So the Ravid seems to be implying as if the Bezdin is fulfilling a mitzvah of Alachta B'drochos. It's an interesting Ravid. Then the Gemara has an interesting din. What if a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she converts while she's pregnant? So, Mu'beris, the Gemara Yevam is saying, Ches, Mu'beris and his Gaira, a pregnant woman converts, but not in its Tzorach Tfila. The baby, you don't have to wait till the baby is born to be Mato, the baby again. When the pregnant mother goes to the mikveh, so the Tfila and the mikveh is all for her and for the fetus that she has inside her womb. The tefillah and the mikveh is all for both of them. So the Nari Behuda has the oris printed on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch, big Yerideya. It's called the Dogel Mervava. So the Nari Behuda writes in the oris, this is only by Medvar Mamurim if the Bezin knows that the woman is pregnant. If the Bezin is not aware, so the Geris on the Uber didn't have the benefit of being supervised by the Bezin, didn't even know that she was pregnant. So that's why the practice is whenever a non-Jewish woman converts, so they always ask her in advance, are you pregnant? And if they don't always know. So they say, if she's pregnant, then they have in mind that the gerush should be chal both on the mother and on the uber. There was a Maaseh Shehayah years ago, maybe 20 years ago. There was a girl who was not Jewish. She used to go to NCSY. Probably her father must have been Jewish. So she thought she was Jewish. And she always, every Shabbos, she would hang out with Jewish people, either in Muncie or in Flatbush or in Borough Park, always by Jewish people. And then she was talking about converting for the longest time. And then she finally was tovel in the mikveh. And then they asked her, are you pregnant? She was single, so she said, no, she's not pregnant. Then miracle of miracles turned out to she was pregnant. She was always with Jewish boys, so the father of the baby was one of her one of the Jewish boys from Muncie or Borough Park or Flatbush, whatever the story was. So she didn't know, she didn't understand what that meant. So she had one of the rabbis from NCSY called me up. He introduced me once to this girl in the OU office on a Friday once. I used to go in every Friday to talk about kashrus. So the girl wanted to know, does that invalidate her gerus? Because she told Bezna a lie. She said she's not pregnant, but it was b'shogeg. She didn't think that she was pregnant. Turned out she was pregnant. So does that invalidate her gerus because she told him a lie? So I said, no, it doesn't invalidate her gerus, but she'll have to be toivel a baby and if I have to be megar the baby after the baby is born. So then she was probably going to marry the boy who made her pregnant. She probably knew who the boy was. So she wanted to know, she's embarrassed. She didn't want to be Megayer, the baby, after it's born. So she wanted to know, can she be Toivel in the mikveh a second time? Now, she already was Megayer, and her gerus is valid. Can she go to the mikveh now to be Toivel, not for herself? She already is Jewish. She wants to be Toivel in the mikveh on behalf of the baby, only for the gerus for the baby. I said, I don't think so. I thought that Gemara, that the Gemara raises an issue. Isn't the mother's body a chatzitza between the fetus inside the Rechem Ha'aim and the water of the mikveh? When you're toivel in the mikveh, you can't have any chatzitza. So the Gemara says, since that's the natural way the baby grows and the baby's happy to be inside the mother's womb, so the mother's body is not considered a chatzitza. Okay. Heiner Ravise, since that's a natural, normal way for the baby to grow, not a chatzitza. So I thought, Bamedvar Mamur, it's not a chatzitza. If the tvila, if the mother is being toivel and the tvila is all for her and for the baby at the same time, but she's going to be toivel only for the baby and the tvila is not going to be relevant for her at all, I thought that's not good. I thought it's a moshal amad davidayman, the Gemara says in Chagiga. If you have two kelim that are both tamei and one is inside the other, and the water goes in to the bigger kli, the water goes in, but the opening is less than shvaferis anod. So if the opening is less than the shvaferis anod, al pidin, the water that goes in is not mitzurif with the water outside. So the Gemara says if the both kelim are tamei, one small tiny kli inside the larger kli, let's say a needle is tamei, they put it into a bottle, and the bottle has such a narrow opening, it doesn't have a shvaferis anod. So if the outside kli is also tamei, and the water has to go inside to touch the outside kli from the inside and the outside, and the water that goes inside the opening of the bottle is considered meha mikveh to be mitar the outside kli. So then the Gemara says migu, that the water inside the inside the larger kli is meha mikveh to be mitar the outside kli. So it's also mitar the needle that I put inside. But if the outside kli is tohar already, and the tefillah is only for the needle inside, and the opening of the bottle, the larger kli, is less than shvaferis anod, so the water inside the kli is not mechubit anemik, is less than shvaferis anod. So I thought it should be the same over here. But some of the rabbanim disagreed, so someone suggested they should bring it up to Rabbi Yashiv. So one of the rabbanim, Rabbi Efrati, who often used to bring up shadows to Rabbi Yashiv, he researched it. He thought that it should be good. And he asked Rabbi Yashiv, so Rabbi Yashiv said right away, no, he was very snappy. He said, no, it's not acceptable. The only time the tefillah is good for the uber, berish and zgarib, but not in its tefillah, that's only if the tefillah and the mikvah is needed for the mother and for the fetus. But if it's only needed for the fetus, not for the mother, then the mother's body is a chatzitza. But that's a question.
Why wasn't it l'chatchila kasher midin ober yerech imo like a ben rikua?
That is correct. The Gemara says anadaf and Yevamos Sayin Ches. If you hold like that's a debate. What's the din ober yerech imo lav yerech imo? It's a question how we should paskin. The Ran quotes a machlokes the Ri and the Rabbi and Tom. We have it also in Tosis, but it's not so clear. So the Ran and Chulin makes it very clear. Machlokes the Ri and the Rabbi and Tom. Machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbi also. How do you pass him? They pass him ubi yarachim or lab yarachim. So the Gemara says, if you'll do ubi yarachim, so then there's no issues of chatzitza. Just like the tefillah and the mikvah is good for the mother's legs and arms and her chest and everything, so it's good for the fetus also. The fetus is eva meivareha. The whole issue only is if you'll do lab yarachim. So the uber needs its own tefillah. So the mother's body is a chatzitza. How is it good? So the Gemara says, don't worry, it's not a chatzitza. Haina revisa. Since that's the natural way the uba grows inside the mother, so mother's body doesn't constitute a chatzitza.
Would you go to tefillas nida? Would that be good? Would you go to tefillas nida? A tarot of mishpacha. Would that work for the baby?
Could be that then it would be good. Yeah, the conversion was good for the mother. The mother's gonna may have to go to mikveh. She may. Women who are pregnant in our generation, they don't have any. They don't have their period. Years ago, in the days of the Gemara, the women still had their period even when they were pregnant. But today, usually, they don't have. But the lucharit should be good. If the woman is going, if the gioris is going to mikveh for taras hamishpacha, the migu that it's a tefillah for the mother, it's, it could be a tefillah for the woman as well. Could be that that would be good. Yeah. Let me just close with this. There is a Maharam in Prague has a commentary on Pirush Rashi ala Torah. It's called the Gur Aryeh. But if you have the Mizrahi ala Torah, so it has the Mizrahi, it has the Lavush, and it has a few Sibse Chacham, it has a few Achren. So they have a Gur Aryeh. A whole Sefer by the Maharam in Prague comments on Rashi ala Torah. Very interesting. So the Gur Aryeh points out that the din is Gershon is got Kukotin Shalal Adami. Let's say a brother and a sister both convert. So Minatara, they're not related to each other. They're allowed to marry each other. And the Rabban, we don't permit it for two different reasons. But Minatara, we say Kukotin Shalal Adami, they're not related. So the Maharam in Prague points out, based on a Rashi on Chumash, where Rashi is quoting for the Tanoim, that Gershon is got Kukotin Shalal Adami didn't apply. The Geris said, Maimon HaSinai. Why not? Why not? All the laws of Geris are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. So why shouldn't Kukot and Shanal Adami apply to the Geris and Maimon HaSinai? So the Maharam Mipra gives us a strange explanation. We're not sure what he means. Much has been written. He says, since that was a Geris Balkorcha, it's Kafalein Har Kegigis, so Kukot and Shanal Adami doesn't apply. It only applies when it's a Geris Midaita. So much has been written to try to understand what the Maharam in Prague is driving at. But they say in the name of Rav Soloveitchik a different biur. Part of this I heard myself, and the rest I thought of on my own. And then I saw they printed that Rav Soloveitchik said the whole pshat. Maybe I read the whole thing from him. How did the Tanoim know this din? Gershon is got cut in Shanal Adama. The Chasam Sofer has in his Chidushim HaMaseches Avodah Zarah, he raises the question, how in the world did they come up with such a wild idea? That a brother and a sister who both convert are permitted to marry each other in our Torah. They're not related. What kind of a wild idea? And two brothers who converted can be kosher le'edus with each other. They can be the two edim. Al-Pidin, they're not considered brothers anymore. Well, let's say a nochris converts and a father dies. She doesn't yarshan the father in our Torah. She doesn't yarshan the father because Shanal Dam, she's not related anymore. Even though biologically that's her father, Al Pidin, not Kroivim, and there's no Yerusha. Why not? How come there's not? Where'd they get this idea from? Where's the passing of Chumash? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Pshat is very simple. He showed there's a Gemara and Gittin with a Taisvis. There can't be any Korva between a Jew and a non-Jew. Let's say a Nochri is Mekadosh a Yisraelis. He gives a ring and says, Hariyah Mekudeshesli. Or a Yisrael gives a ring to a Nochris and he says, Hariyah Mekudeshesli. So we learn that from a Pasuk, there's no Tfisas Ishus between a Nochri and Yisrael. Can't have any Tfisas Ishus. So that's not just a din and Tfisas Ishus, it's a din. You can't have any Korva. Can't be any Kroivim Shaft. Can't be related. A Nochri and Yisrael can't be related. So let's say you have a brother and a sister, and one of them converts and the other didn't convert. So the moment the first one converts, they can't be related anymore. You can't have any kurva between Yisrael and Anachri, just like there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. There's no kurva at all. Then even after the second one converts, you can't become a brother and a sister at the age of 35. Either you and a brother and a sister from the time you were born, or you can't become later on. So here, they were brother and a sister till the first one converted. If it would be possible for two people to convert simultaneously, if there would be such a thing, the vasachas, and there are cases like that, then you wouldn't apply kikot and shanal adamim, because there wasn't a moment in time that one was Jewish, the other one was not Jewish. First they were both non-Jewish, and then they both became Jewish at the same split second. So So they were Kroivim Kozman, they were both non-Jews, and then they retained their Kurva after they both become Jewish. There wasn't even one moment in time that one of them was Jewish, the other one was not. They say that the Kurva was Nipsak, and you again become brother and sister at the age of 35. But Maimon HaSinai, we see that it was one Geirus for the whole Klal Yisrael, Baharaya. It was a Hira Shor, they only brought one set of Korbanos. They didn't have Shish and Riva sets of Korbanos for each and every Geir. That's the din l'dayrus. Any individual nachri who converts has to bring the korban hageris, the korban oile, either oilus peima, oilus oif, the two traders. But at Sinai, there was a national geris. That's why they only needed kriya from the sefer bris when there's a national geris, and Kabbalah Satar and Purim was a national geris, so that's why they had to have a Megillah Sester. It had the status of the Sefer Bis, Divishon of Emes Kamitra Shal Torah. It has the status of the Sefer Bis, like the Chamishul Chamishul Torah. So there was a national Geiris at HaSinai. That's why there was only one set of Korbanos for the whole Klal Yisrael. It could be by Yisrael Gal Ha'am. Also, maybe Rav Moshe Rabbeinu didn't zurek the dam on each and every individual person. There isn't enough dam in the behemoth to be zurek on several million people. Maybe Zurich on some of the people, and that's considered by Yizuk al Ha'am. It was Zurich on the nation. It was one big Geris. So if it was one Geris, maybe the whole Geris was Chal B'Vasachas. Even everybody went to Mikveh at a different time. Everybody had to be Tovel in the Mikveh. But it was Al Pidin, one national Geris. And maybe therefore, the din of Kukot and Shinola doesn't apply, because it's based on the assumption that one was Megayer before the other. When the first one was Megayer, so that one was Jewish and the other relative was an Ochri. So that time the kurva was nifsak, because the halacha says it can't be any kurva at all when he is Yisrael and Anocha. These are some of the cheerful halachas of Geru. All the dinim of Gerus are based on Maimon HaSinai. And that is the theme, the basic theme of the Megillas Rus. It's the Sefer of Gerus. The Gerus of Rus HaMoavia, that she converted, she became Yisraelis. And then she was Zerich Men HaShemayim, to be Imish HaMalchus, the mother of the head of the family of the Malchus Beis David. Okay, I wish everybody a good Yom Tov. Next week, Yom Tov will be on Sunday and Monday, so Tuesday night we'll be able to, Tuesday night on the day after Shavuos, we'll be able to learn, we'll go back to the Shabbos, towards the end of discussing the Lama Tesmala. Okay? Everyone should be well.
Sure. A good Thank day. You.
Yom Tov.
Good night. Go ahead. Right, thank you.
Thank you, Yom Tov Yashikov.
Could I ask the Rosh Yeshiva a question? If the Ramban says that the Aseres Dibros were just a sample that you give to a ger, so what was the purpose of the mitzvah at Mara then, according to the Ramban? I thought that was the sample that you gave.
No, Mara, they were only given Shabbos. They weren't given all the rest.
No, some of them. They were given Kibbut A, Pidyon, Paraduma. It was also like a sample. So,
But they were only given those mitzvahs, not that these represent everything. They committed themselves to observe everything. They were given several mitzvahs. They had observed those. Yeah. Uh-huh. But Sinai, they were told there's going to be a ton of mitzvahs. Not everything was told. Pesach Sheni was clearly not told to them right away. And some of the laws of Yerusha clearly not told to them right away. Even though the Gemara says all the dinim were given Har Sinai, but the Ramban writes in the Hagdamah his commentary on Chumash. But in the Chumash you see, some of them were not given Har Sinai. Pesach Sheni, Yerusha were given later. So they accepted everything that's going to come their way. There was a Kabbalah, some mitzvahs, and everything. But in Mara, they were given 3-4 mitzvahs, and that was all. Yeah, only those, yeah.
Thank you.
Don't.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.